When are you gonna learn? Don't look at me like that. Get on your knees. I took you under my wing. I said that not usually a dom, not usually a switch, just submissive. Now you've put me in this role that I don't really know how to handle, but if you want to be treated like a sub, I'm gonna treat you like one. So, stand your knees and look at me. I take you to a nice party. I buy you something nice to wear. You stare at the other people. You ask inappropriate questions. It wasn't like a sex club kind of party. It was just a normal party. Are you that obsessed with your position sexually? Like, are you that obsessed with, oh, I'm a sub right now, or, you know, she's my dom right now? Are you that obsessed with it? Like, is that all you can think of? You have a life besides that. Like, your purpose in life is not to be a sub. I don't know if it's new to you or if you think, oh, it's fun and new. You still are a human being besides, like, what you're sexually attracted to and what you're sexually into. Okay? Is this what you wanted? Is this what you expected from someone who had no idea what to do when she was taking on a sub? I thought I was just being nice, but here you are, embarrassing me, outing me, basically, that I'm a sex worker and that I do these things for money. I have wealthy parents. No one's ever questioned what I do for a living. They just assume I live off them, and I'm fine with that. But then you have to just go and run your mouth. Does that make you feel good? Good. It better not. I don't know. I don't know what to do right now. I've never been put in this situation. I've never put one of my doms in this situation. Never put one of my daddies into this situation. I've never put a sugar daddy in this situation. Like, and he was paying me. Never, ever behaved like that. Did you do it purposely? Like, do you think, like, oh, I'm going to be naughty and I'm going to get extra? You can be naughty and get extra, but not like that. Not where people who have no idea anything sexual is going to happen at a public event. You don't just break it open and be like, oh, I have a butt plug on under here. What were you thinking? No one needs to know that. It was supposed to be just between you and me, and I feel like it was just a break of trust. How can I trust you? Everyone always says that the submissive needs to have the dom work for their trust. So I was working so hard to get your trust so that we could use the crop, so we could use the flogger, so I could control your orgasms. I was working so hard for your trust, and then you break it? You break my trust? How dare you? And the fact that you're still on your knees means that you're still in this world of sexual domination and wanting to be submissive. So I'm going to treat you like a sub and not the kind you wanted to be treated like. So you thought you were going to get spanked. You thought you were going to get tied up. You thought you were going to get orgasm denial or countdowns or whatever else you're into. No. I'm angry. I never get angry. I'm angel fucking of temptation. I never, ever get angry. And when I'm angry, I'm not horny. Nothing turns me on. So while I'm angry, you're gonna make a good use of your tongue. Unlike what you did out there, unlike what you did this entire evening, you're gonna use a good use of your tongue. And you're gonna stay there on your knees on my hardwood floor in the middle of the room with your hands behind your back. I'm not going to tie you because you're going to like that. So just keep them behind your back. Don't touch me. The only thing that you're allowed to touch me with is your tongue. I don't want kisses. I don't want moaning. I don't want to hear you. I've heard enough of you. I want to hear you. I just want to feel your tongue on my clit. Nothing else. Don't lick my pussy lips. Don't work your way down to my holes. Don't, and none of that. No kissing my thighs. Once your tongue on my clit, you're going to be my personal dildo until I say I'm done. Okay? Do you get me? Are you listening? Then say yes. Are you sure you understand everything? Do I have to go through it all again? Because, I mean, you threw all the rules out the window tonight, so do I have to set all new ones? No? Are you sure? All right. A start. No, what are you waiting for? Crawl over here. I'm not gonna move. And lick my clit. You're my personal dildo. You're nothing else. I've never, ever. What, do you think that's going to turn me on right away? You think I'm just wet because I'm wet all the time. Don't get excited. I've never been so embarrassed. Ever. Don't stop. There's no breaks. That tongue had no problem doing work tonight, talking its mouth off. Just the clit. Only lick my clit. Don't move. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. Yeah, I know I make a lot of noises when I'm turned on and when I'm horny and when I'm getting touched. You don't get those. Even if you are turning me on, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. You don't deserve it. Do you hear me? You don't deserve the satisfaction of if you're pleasing me or not. Don't touch anywhere else. Keep that tongue right on my clit. I left these heels on for a reason. If you don't listen, I'm going to use them. We're going to be here a while because I don't even know what I am right now. Keep using your tongue. Keep going. Is that it? Is that all you got? Is your tongue tired? Is it tired? Did you use it too much? All right, stop. I don't think you deserve what you're wearing. I went shopping and was so worried about what sizes you were and if you'd be comfortable, if you would feel good in it. I looked for the perfect butt plug for you. I gifted this to you out of love and kindness and caring, and I've been nurturing our bond, and you do that to me. And you don't deserve to wear it, so take it off. Take all your clothes. Now, take it all off. Everything. Take everything off right now, down to the shoes. And the butt plug. Take it out. Take it out. I forgot you had it in earlier, and then here we are after you told someone you had one in. Aren't you getting any pleasure out of this? All right, come back. Yeah, like my clit. What else were you doing? You're my personal dildo. You just don't have anything on. Keep your body away. Arch your neck. I don't want to feel any part of you besides your tongue and maybe your nose. Faster. What, do you have dry mouth from running your mouth all night? Can you try and produce a little saliva? Get me a little wet? You're such a disappointment. I wish this would have had a happy ending, but I can't even look at you. I'll keep going. Don't stop. I can come perfectly fine with a tongue on my clit. If I come, I'm not gonna have you touch me any other way. You're sleeping alone tonight. Just don't get any ideas about cuddles after this. Stop. There. You made me come. Go wash up. Put your pajamas on. And sleep in the guest bedroom. I don't want to see you until the morning. I don't want to hear you till the morning. And don't send me any texts. We'll decide what your punishment is in the morning. Okay.